This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Banks are making less money. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some of the country's biggest banks revealed how the past few months have been treating them when they reported earnings yesterday. Goldman Sachs said profits fell almost 50% compared to last year. That's thanks to, in part, to a slowdown in corporate deal-making and investment banking. That same slowdown helped push down profits at Bank of America, too. But banks have also been reporting that consumer and business lending has been growing over the past year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The big reason consumers have been borrowing more is because they've been spending more on their credit cards. People are also taking out personal loans and using buy now, pay later services. Meanwhile, corporate borrowing has been growing because businesses have been trying to build up their inventories, maybe even expand. Some business owners might also be worried that if they don't borrow, interest rates will keep rising and those loans will get too expensive. Now, business owners might also be borrowing more so that they have more cash on hand to help them through a downturn. Banks themselves are setting aside more money in case borrowers default on their loans. That said, analysts told me that banks aren't setting aside nearly as much in reserves as they did at the start of the pandemic. And right now, borrowers' finances are looking pretty healthy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Investment managers are pretty pessimistic right now about markets and the economy. Bank of America's monthly fund manager survey shows investors have reduced their exposure to stocks to a level not seen since the global financial crisis. More investors are holding more cash than they have in more than two decades. Paul Christopher is head of global market strategy for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri. Good to be with you.
58% of fund managers said they are taking lower than normal risks, and that is even more than had that response during the global financial crisis. Why do you think investors are so bearish right now?
Well, there's an 18%. I think the current number is 18% down for the S&P from its record high. That's a pretty significant move. It's going to leave a mark. And we haven't seen the Fed respond in the way it has in the past by easing off on rates and allowing investors to successfully buy the dip. There's a real concern about a recession. And I think that's why you're seeing the amount of pessimism increase.
You know, there has been some evidence here and there that maybe we're reaching the peak of inflation and or have reached it. And there have been a couple small rallies in the market. What do you think about the argument for optimism?
That's probably a dangerous position to take for an investor in a market like this. Look, there was a rally in May, 9.2%, third week or so in May, about 6 days. And it was really driven by this idea that inflation will peak and then the Fed will back off on rate hikes because the Fed doesn't want to push the economy into recession. So it's a buy the dip mentality. The Fed in the past has supported the market by cutting rates when the market started to get a little squeamish. But then inflation went to a new peak in June and the market took another leg lower. We're seeing another kind of rally that reminds us of the May rally. And these are very typical of bear markets where you get these rallies that really entice you to buy. And then all of a sudden they fade very quickly and you're back down retesting the lows. We would be cautious here.
Paul Christopher is head of global market strategy for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With less Russian natural gas flowing to Europe, countries there have opted to buy more coal for energy. Coal is cheaper, but it also puts out nearly twice the amount of carbon dioxide that gas does. South Africa is one of the countries that Europe has turned to for its coal needs. Ishma Fundikwa reports from nearby Zimbabwe.
The Netherlands is one of the countries that has increased imports of South African coal. Dutch Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate spokesperson Peter ten Broekhuizen says that the high price of natural gas and the war derailed the plan to have the country's four coal-powered plants operate at 35% capacity starting January 1st as a step towards the phase-out of coal by 2030.
The government decided to lift the production cap immediately, and they were able to produce back in full capacity as of June 20.
However, Greenpeace Netherlands argues this was a bad call. Faiza Olesen is the Environment and Climate Organization's head of climate and energy.
We think that government should have taken drastic measures to reduce our energy use instead of substituting natural gas with something even more polluting. So we are deeply concerned.
Other African countries are also benefiting from Europe's energy crisis. Up to early this year, Botswana's Minergie coal only exported to neighboring countries from its Masama mine. Monet Duplessis, the company's chief executive officer, says they have, for the first time, exported coal beyond Africa.
Lately, we have been able to transport coal to a port in Namibia. From there, a vessel was then loaded and, sent into Europe.
However, despite using more coal, Ten Broekhuizen maintains the Netherlands remains committed to phasing it out entirely by 2030.
We feel that there are a lot of other alternatives that can take over the bits that coal power leaves behind.
But until the full development of those alternatives, countries like South Africa will see a boom in coal demand. In Harare, I am Ish Mafundikwa for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.